Do we have a song number for our invitation song? 907, in case you missed that earlier, is going to be the invitation song. And while you may be marking that, I'll go ahead and mention this, that there are, a philosopher named Dallas Willard is well known for saying that there are three big questions to cultural life. And those cultural questions, the big doozies that culture wants to answer is, what does it mean to live a good life, a prosperous life? What does it mean to be a good person? What does that look like? And number three, how can I be a good person? And he said the problem with that from a cultural perspective is that we've entered into an age of secularization where particularly in the universities and in a secular culture, they want to answer that question without God in the mix. And the problem with that, they've distilled it down to, okay, we know what the world looks like, what it means that the world is turning and what makes the world turn, we've got science that have figured out the basic principles of how the world works, and if we can live our lives in tune with that, take God out of the picture, just live our lives in tune with that, then we can prosper, we can be good people, and we can do it all by figuring out, the natural laws and getting in sync with that. The problem is that figuring out those truths hasn't seemed to help very much. Because the more and more scientifically oriented the world has become, the more secular the world has become, it hasn't squashed out evil, and the world hasn't continued to make progress the way the, quote, progressive people want to see it made. I'm not knocking the idea of wanting to see progress. I'm not sure that they've figured out exactly how it's done. What is it that Jesus said in John chapter 8? You shall know the truth. John 8:32, he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And that's what the secularists have said in their pursuit of scientific truth. We can figure out the way the world works. We can figure out what natural law is. And then, all we have to do is do it, and we'll be fine. We know the truth. The truth will give us progress. The truth will help set us free. But it hasn't happened. In all actuality, it's probably turned out more like this. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you flee. Because we have discovered truth, but we can't seem to like it enough in order to pursue it and get aligned with it. And this brings to light the core problem, right? No matter how much truth you know, desire will outpace and outrun truth every single time. Unless you love truth and you have emotionally embraced it, your life is not going to fit in with it. Why? Because you love something else. You love something else more than you love what is true. And I don't have to look any further than that, than my diet, in order to be able to know it's true, right? Do you know that's true? I mean, I know what a donut will do to me, but Thursday morning is my morning routine to go out and get a box of donuts to bring back home for the family. I know what it will do to me. I know that it is, soaked in calories and oil and just a total fat bomb that's going to put weight on my gut and clog my arteries. But I love the way it tastes. And that's the problem. I mean, that is the problem in a nutshell, isn't it? And here's where Jesus excels. more than any other cultural guru, more than any other religious figure. Because Jesus doesn't come to give you objective truth that you can just check off and know. The statement in John 8:32 that I just said, that I just quoted, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free," is incomplete. Here is what the statement actually says. Beginning in verse 31. "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, 'If you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples,'" or my learners, my apprentices, "and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And so being set free by truth is not just about having objective head knowledge so that I can know what the principles are right and then and pursue the principles. No. Real freedom is found in knowing Jesus' words, putting them into practice. Truth is about a relationship with Jesus and following Jesus and believing in Jesus and trusting Jesus enough to do what he says over and over and over and over again. That's why Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." You want to know what the good life is? Not just, you know, not just eternal life in the hereafter. Do you want to know what real life is? It's being in concert and in connection with Jesus. Then you'll know the truth. And then the truth will set you free. But what does it set you free from? It sets you free from knowing the right thing to do, but not having the guts or the willpower to do it. I mean, that's what Jesus says in context, right? In verse 34, when the Jews say, "How is it that you will become free?" Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. And so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." You'll be really free. And in order to get that, we've got to get past the idea that my own desire gets top billing, that what I want is most important, making ourselves the frame of reference for what is right for my own life. And that's why a culture that tries to teach you to do it without God, tries to teach you without Jesus, will let you down every single time. Because Jesus gives you the power, God gives you the power, to change not just your will, but to change your heart, to change what you love. And when you change what you love, when you change what you desire, then your will is affected. And when your will is affected, then your life is affected. That's where true repentance comes from. And so, when I change my values, then I change my outlook on what is good and what I love. When I'm able to do that, then I'll be able to say no to the donut. When you do that, you'll be able to start saying no to sin over and over and over again. And that is what will lead to a life well lived, to a life that's prosperous in the right things and the right ways. That is what will lead to a really being a really good person. That is what will lead to it. and it's all due to changing the how. It's all about Jesus. As long as he is front and center, and he is pursued with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, then God will make sure that you get there. And it takes taking yourself off the seat, off the throne of your life, and putting Jesus there every single time. If you're ready to do that tonight, we're ready to help you. We're ready to encourage you. We're ready to pray with you. We're ready to baptize you. All you have to do right now is let us know. Come to the front as we stand and sing to encourage.